French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the French Connection's Tuesday night edition. Today's date is the 17th day of March. It is great to have you here with me. We have a very, very important show here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, probably the most important information-wise that I've ever done, at least equal to many of the greatest shows the French Connection has put on, and that is no small thing, considering I've done over 800 programs with guests such as presidents of countries and prime ministers and generals and colonels and CIA agents and you name it, I've done them. And this one is about saving yourselves from damage, from environmental damage, from choices you make that could end up costing you your health, your life, and your future, and that of your families. We know from a great amount of research that diseases that are circulating in our societies, in some cases, and not all, but some cases, they have been developed by human beings for reasons that, well, I think they're nefarious reasons, and I think some of my guests will probably second those beliefs. But they are circulating, and they've been propagated in some instances by the use of vaccines, in my view. And I also think some of my guests will agree with that statement. One of them that we're going to talk about tonight, of course, is AIDS. And what we're going to talk about in vaccines in general and how they've been used to diminish populations in some instances, but at the very minimum to sicken human beings and make them susceptible to many other problems that that arise in our daily lives. In other words, right now, ladies and gentlemen, our diets have been destroyed by pesticides, by environmental stresses, by putting different types of very powerful fertilizers on our food instead of using rich soil that is natural. And what has happened as a result is our bodies have become depleted, very susceptible to falling victim to illness. When you add to that the amounts of vaccine poisons that are being pumped into our bodies from our birth till our death, they're giving us shots for every kind of thing, we end up falling victim to immune system diseases, and we fall victim to illnesses that cause, in some instances, motor development problems, polio-type diseases, all kinds of things. So my three guests tonight, the first guest I'm bringing on board here is Dr. Carley, a trauma surgeon in New York, graduate of SUNY school in New York City, and practiced trauma medicine for many years. But some years ago, a family member, her son, fell victim to a repeated use of vaccines, and he became ill with autism. And Dr. Carley was, like anybody would be, shocked and dismayed to see this in her own family, and set about to find out what had happened to her son. And what she found frightened her and angered her and brought her to where she is today. And I'm going to bring her up immediately here. Dr. Carley, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Daryl. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And yes, once I started studying vaccines, it led me into a black hole that seems to have no end.
Well, you know, one of the things is that I've discovered, along with you and many others, is that these vaccines, the damage they're doing seems to be intentional, in my view, because the prevailing wisdom in many people's minds is that these things are dangerous. Why would somebody be going around giving Jarvisil or these other vaccines, knowing full well that they're poisoning? Ladies and gentlemen, technical problems here on the French Connection. I apologize for that. My phone line went dead. This is maybe part of what happens when you're really cutting into the truth here. Dr. Carley, are you still with me? Dr. Carley's gone. Is Dr. Nancy T. back? Available, please. Nancy Bennett, are you with me?
Daryl, can you hear me?
I certainly can, Nancy. We've been having a few technical problems here, but you know the technology is great. I'm doing this from France, calling through South Africa, and calling you in the United States. So, Dr. Carley did a quick intro here on the vaccine problem. Hopefully we can get her back right away. one of the things that, that we've been talking about over time, Nancy, is that, well, first of all, Nancy Banks is a gynecologist and obstetrician and practiced medicine in both New York and other parts of the United States for decades, and came to the realization after having a bout with a personal bout with a, an illness that maybe the things that were going on in our environment were maybe dangerous for her health, and began to look into natural foods and the reason why the pesticides were placed in our food and why natural qualities in food had been diminished so so seriously in our food supply. And Nancy, it brought you to where you are today. Can you tell me what your present research is on and how it relates to these vaccine problems as well as these viruses that are circulating the globe?
Yeah, I actually started looking into the. So I'm a gynecologist, and so I'm, my specialty, of course, is sexually transmitted diseases, and telling people that this AIDS was a big problem among women, a growing problem among women, and that wasn't my experience. And so I said, you know, how could this be a sexually transmitted disease? Because it really wasn't behaving that way. And then there were just too many people being diagnosed. And so as I began to look in it, I saw from the beginning to the end, it was done with really bad science. And at first I just thought, well, it was a mistake. But then as I got deeper into it, I realized that it wasn't a mistake, and it was part of a strategy that was covering up the fact that people are deliberately being poisoned with the toxins that are being put into the environment from not only the pharmaceutical industry, but from the agricultural industry as well. And
yes,
these toxins actually can poison your immune system, and they make it look as if you have an infection, but in fact it's not an infection. It's toxins in your immune system, which your body is having a hard time getting rid of.
Well, I'm going to bring Dr. Carley back up. Dr. Carley, are you still online with us?
Yes, I'm back. I was taken off, but I'm back now.
Yeah, we've been having a couple of problems here. Goodness knows what that's coming from, Rebecca. I'm hoping we can sort this out. Listen, what Dr. Banks just said is very true. We've got environmental stresses that are destroying our ability to feel healthy, and then they're adding to it heavy metals and such as mercury and aluminum, and the combination of those in these vaccines along with formaldehyde and others are just taxing us beyond the breaking point. Is that a fair statement to make?
Well, definitely. As I always say, it's the big picture. It's everything that they're doing, all of these poisons like fluoride and aspartame and other things that are being unleashed into the food supply, which are actually toxic poisons. But it's the injection of the viruses that actually causes a corruption in the immune system that leads to all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. And we had spoken earlier today. I understand that my website has been disconnected as far as Europe is concerned, but my website being drcarley.com, but I want to suggest that the listeners try to get on Hippocrates Academy, Hippocrates Academy.com. You might be able to get in that way because I have many documents on my website that explains how the corruption in the immune system occurs. And the good news is I have developed a protocol to reverse these problems, and I have clients all over the world, and you can call me or Skype me at Dr. Carley One. But what I want people to realize is that, in fact, vaccine-induced diseases is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. And it's
I'm going to agree with that. And, Nancy, I want to go to you for a moment here. You looked into the AIDS outbreak, and now, of course, HIV outbreak in Africa seems to be in clustered areas where vaccines were being administered, and some weeks or months after the administration of these vaccines, you would see huge rises in people being reported as having HIV. Now, is that a coincidence, and how does that work together with the data?
Well, first of all, if I could just take a minute to talk about the human immune system, because you know, recent discoveries show that the human, our cells are eukaryotic cells. Our cells are the same as the cells in bacteria and fungi and all the other cells that have a nucleus. But our cell actually has two types of DNA. It has the DNA in the nucleus, and it also has the DNA where our energy is made, called the mitochondria. The mitochondria is very important. The reason it's so important is because it's not only is it where our energy is made, it's also inherited from our mother. And so when we attack, when we give people antibiotics, not only are we attacking the bacteria, we're also attacking our own cells. And so we're weakening our cells by the very fact of some of the toxins that we're putting into the environment. And as far as the AIDS people are concerned, they never isolated an AIDS virus. They, as a matter of fact, when you look at the whole virus, a viral science, it's not really science. It's sort of like voodoo science. They don't even isolate viruses. They claim that finding an enzyme and also some proteins is viral isolation, and it's absolutely it's not following scientific principles. So the whole thing is just, when you go and read the original research, the science is just bad.
Now, well, let me ask you, Dr. Carley, now, with the use of these vaccines, what they're basically doing is putting a cocktail of poison into your body, and then, it, like Dr. Banks just said, it begins to destroy that mitochondrial sheath of, around your cell structure and weakens you completely, and you fall victim to opportunistic problems that make your overall health degrade to a point where you have a cascading of all kinds of different issues. And is that a correct statement to make?
Yes. Well, there's so many ways that the vaccines cause damage. The virus is being injected directly into your bloodstream through the vaccination process. Prevents the viruses from being pushed out, and I actually found information in my medical books that states exactly that, and I quote, "Rarely is prevention of infection considered to be an important goal of vaccination. Asymptomatic infection after vaccine can serve to enhance and prolong the immune response." They're promulgating the lie that making antibodies and continuing to make antibodies is a good immune response. In fact, the antibody response is just part of what the immune system needs to do. If all you're doing is making antibodies and the T cells, which I describe as the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to gobble up bacteria, viruses, and cancer cells, are disabled, then making antibodies is nothing more than a distraction. But as I always explain to people, it's not just the viruses and even all the chemicals, as you mentioned. They are culturing these viruses in foreign tissue. Now they're using more and more aborted fetuses. And there are no way to separate the viruses from the culture tissue. So when you're injected with a vaccine, you're also getting pieces of aborted babies, monkey kidney, whatever the case may be. And that is considered foreign by your body. Your body develops an immune response against those tissues, and then those antibodies attack your tissues. So this is causing all of the neurological vaccine-induced diseases, including autism, learning disabilities, MS, Parkinson's, the list goes on and on, asthma, renal failure, insulin-dependent diabetes, every autoimmune disease there is. So this is a very huge problem.
Well, now, I do understand, and I agree with that, Dr. Carley. What I do understand, Nancy, is that where we are today with vaccination and everything is now that they're giving these things to babies now. I mean, it used to be the protocol was for babies to receive them at 6 months for their first round of, I think, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, or whatever. Now they're starting to vaccinate babies out of the womb. And, of course, what's happening now is that we are in a situation where we can't escape the poison that they're pumping into us. And, of course, some of these vaccines that say they prevent disease actually are giving the same disease to you. I know there's an epidemic of things like shingles and herpes complex and herpes simplex and others, and I know that they're related to smallpox, and I know that those pox diseases are coming from vaccination. And what we have here is people are suffering autoimmune responses to all kinds of poisons and toxins and viral loads that shouldn't be there. How do we explain this, Nancy?
Well, you know, Daryl, there's some recent work done in the 90s by two doctors, Mossman and Kaufman. And they really made it clear that the immune system, and I don't want to get too technical here, is divided into two parts. They call it TH1 and TH2. The TH1 is the cellular immunity, and it actually helps to control the intracellular parasites, the kind of things that they say AIDS people get. And then the TH2 is actually the part that goes and makes the antibodies. What happens is that when a baby is in the mother, the placenta is covered with antibodies, and so the baby is oriented to the TH2, the antibody type. And in order for the immune system to develop and to mature, children used to get all kinds of childhood infections, measles, mumps, those kinds of things. And that would mature the cell-mediated immunity or the TH1 system. And what happens now is because they start getting vaccines as soon as they come out of the womb, they actually are making the immune system go in one direction rather than another. And that is really why the immune system is out of balance. These vaccines are actually unbalancing the immune system.
And now, let me ask you this. They know this. This science is well advanced to the point where people that are propagating these decisions and these injections are fully aware that this is taking place. So in my view, Dr. Carley, this is an intentional, and I'm going to use the word a genocide, if you will. They're setting us up to be permanently disabled or even dead as a result of their decisions. Is that a fair statement?
There's no question in my mind. As a matter of fact, one of my major papers on my website about this is entitled Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, Causing an Epidemic of Genocide. And I totally agree with what she said, which was basically a restatement of what I've said, is that they're making the antibody arm of the immune system go haywire. The T-cell arm actually becomes paralyzed, and so all you're doing is producing antibodies, and especially when you're producing antibodies against your own tissue, that is the cause of all autoimmune disease.
Right.
And there's no question this is intentional.
Well, now, what we've got here is certain now, let's get involved in maybe the targeting of populations here. What we saw in the 1980s, when AIDS, HIV hit the scenes, what we found was that homosexuals in San Francisco and New York were given a series of hepatitis B shots because they were told that if they didn't, they would fall victim to hepatitis B because of their sexual practices. And lo and behold, the communities that got these shots came down not very long after with the wasting disease that was identified as HIV, ultimately AIDS. Now, we can trace that back,
well,
but we can also see that the vaccines that were given in Africa were also the precursor to this wasting disease. Now, what is it about
That's part of their hype. But the truth of the matter is, the problem in the homosexual community was the problem of nitroso compounds. These were compounds that they knew from the Second World War were highly carcinogenic and mutagenic. And the homosexual community was taking these things. One of them is called poppers. It's something that you inhale. And the other one was an antibiotic called Bactrim. There's a company that was, it's a British pharmaceutical company. It's no longer in existence because they're under another company called Burroughs Wellcome. And they were putting these nitroso compounds into the market, knowing that these compounds caused these problems. When the problems began to show up, they had a cover story for them. And then they began to give people the same nitroso compound, AZT, that they were already pushing onto these people. So it began to look like it was a viral. Then they said it was a viral. But it wasn't viral. From the very beginning, it was a problem of the immune system because the immune system was poisoned. It was toxic. But it wasn't toxic from a virus. It was toxic from these drugs.
I've heard that before, Nancy, and Dr. Carley, I've heard that they were loading people up with a nitric content in their lifestyle. In other words, these poppers and other things like Dr. Banks mentioned. Right. And these people became very good hosts for the next phase, which was a wasting disease. Now, what that leads me to is the idea.
There was no wasting disease in Africa, though. The problem with Africa is the problem with Africa was the World Bank and the IMF and their structural adjustment programs, and they were going to be adjusting all of these countries downward economically, and people were going to start starving, and the healthcare systems were going to start falling apart, which they have pretty much done. And so also the people in Africa have the same diseases they've had in Africa for generations, except they're just calling them something else now. And this is why they were so angry with Thabo Mbeki, because they didn't really want him to talk about this, because he just wanted to talk about it, because he said he knew there was something else going on with his people in South Africa. So part of this is an economic situation. For example, in South Africa, their tuberculosis rate has been going up at 10% a year. That has nothing to do with AIDS. It has to do with the poverty that's increasing there rapidly, especially around those mines.
I remember reading, and this was an alternative analysis, reading that many areas that were targeted for malaria injections through vaccine and other things were also the very same areas that were having serious outbreaks of what they were calling HIV/AIDS. Is there a coincidence there, or were those the same countries that were also being subjected to this?
Also, remember, they were spraying DDT. They were in most of the areas that the AIDS is breaking out. For example, Nigeria. Nigeria has a very low AIDS problem, but the AIDS problem is in the areas where most of the mining is going on. Now, Dr. Carley was talking about the heavy metals in the vaccines. When you have mining, you have a lot of heavy metals.
So, let's go back to you, Dr. Carley.
I always talk about the big picture. It's all of these things. And I agree with what you're saying about the poisoning of the immune system with the nitrosamide compounds. But you see, whatever's in the needle, they're injecting you with further assaults. And it's not just viruses, the hepatitis B virus. It's all of the other poisons, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, all kinds of things that are in the vaccine. So it's just a constant assault on the immune system.
Does this end up pushing you over the edge? I'll give you an example. We talked about this earlier, Rebecca, when I said to you my skies are so being so fogged up with the spray, and it's been identified as having high content of aluminum in it. Now, of course, I'm outside. I work in my yard. I walk and go places. I have a metal taste in my mouth now. I can taste metal in my daily life. And there's no way that this would be getting into my mouth and my system unless it were falling from the sky, and it is. My point to you is this. Are they overloading us with these metals intentionally to compromise us and make us hosts for a further disease preparation here?
Yes, it's obvious that's what they're doing. They're overloading us not just with metals but with all kinds of toxins. And let me just mention that I have in front of me a book published by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, published in 1989, entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines. And in this book, it actually talks about the fact that they know that the aluminum in vaccines, which they put in as a adjuvant, which is something that's supposed to increase the antibody response, they know that this is what causes the IgE production. IgE is the antibody of allergy. So they have known for 20 years what causes people to develop these life-threatening allergies, like the peanut allergies, where children will just smell a peanut butter sandwich and go into anaphylactic shock. And in the same book, they also talk about the development of anti-fertility vaccines. They are putting in women, and I'm sure it's always without their knowledge or consent, vaccines that have HCG. That's the human chorionic gonadotropin hormone, which is what women produce when they first become pregnant. By developing an antibody against it, this causes women to have an abortion, a spontaneous abortion, as soon as they become pregnant. And I just want to mention something else in terms of the intentional targeting of populations. I realized many years ago that people of color who get this condition called vitiligo, where you start to develop white patches on your skin, that this is also from vaccines. They must be putting melanin in vaccines. You develop an antibody against melanin. It attacks the melanin-producing cells in your body, and then you develop these white patches. So, of course, that's a psychological assault because these people, you know, they look, you know, funny. You know, people notice these things, but I'm convinced that that's also a marker for something even more nefarious. What it is, I don't know.
But well, what I've also understood, and I'll go back to you, Nancy, with that spontaneous abortion antibody that was put into the vaccines in Africa and in the Philippines and in India, they were discovered by the Filipino health system ran some tests on this and discovered this substance inside the vaccine, and it was never disclosed to anybody that was in there. These people have an agenda, and have you been able to discover as a result of your studies and looking into some of these things that there is an agenda apparent to you?
Well, the World Health Organization
is
World Health Organization is all over this. I mean, you know, and that's the insane thing that people have to realize. The World Health Organization, their actual agenda is genocide. They are trying to decrease the population to World War II levels. All you have to do is put Henry Kissinger and Memo 200 into Google, and you can read about how Henry Kissinger testified in Congress that population reduction is a national security issue. I also have documents from the World Health Organization detailing how, especially in places like Africa, the way that they're going to convince the locals to undergo inoculations is to get the citizens involved, and especially the missionaries. This is one of the sickest things you can imagine. People who say they're Christian and they want to spread the gospel throughout the world, what their actual agenda is, and I'm not even saying that the people doing it even realize this, but they go into these countries, and of course, along with the gospel, they're bringing their vaccinations.
Well, you know what? There's a historic reference to this that I'd like to start examining here, and I'm going to bring up my next guest is Jennifer Lake, who is a researcher on some of these facts and points. And Jennifer, are you with me?
I'm with you, Dal.
Now, Jennifer, you mentioned to me in a prior conversation about finding information in the protocols, and you read me something, the protocols of the Elders of Zion, talking about using disease-producing conditions or even giving us disease in order to poison us. Do you have that passage available?
Well, I don't, actually. I think there are probably lots of versions out there. But there's certainly plenty of references about how we were to be diminished and that they have an interest in killing us.
Well, Daryl, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I happen to have the protocols right in front of me by coincidence. Let me just read you the last sentence of the 10th chapter, and this is what it says, and I quote, "It is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments, so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, by starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, which is in capital letters, by want, so that the goyim see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty in money and in all else." And that sentence explains everything happening in the world today.
It does, and Jennifer, you can second that, because let's go back for a moment here about this vaccine, because I think this is an important point. Historically, Jennifer, you did some research on the origins of this whole movement toward vaccination that happened right around the same time as the Federal Reserve was instituted, right around the same time as the World Zionist Conference in Basel, Switzerland was finishing up, right around the time Spanish flu was coming out worldwide, a Marburg type of virus. In other words, this stuff all came in right around the same time. What did you find about this Rockefeller Institute and its leadership that frightened you, and it fits in with these protocols?
Well, you know, what's frightening is that this whole system was devised to be experimental, And they were using all the tools that they had at their disposal, which, of course, was all kinds of new chemicals that were coming on the scene. They had X-ray equipment. And in almost every instance of my research, I've been able to find, when I trace it back, that these organisms were mutants that were created in laboratories. So we're not talking about a virus in the sense that we think of a historic ancient microbe that's been coexisting with us, or even something new that's emerged. These are actually being created in a lab, and they're a mutant life form. And this is true of antibiotics, where they take soil microorganisms and they pace them through this process of getting high, high doses of irradiation until they've cultivated something that is fast-growing. They had a commercial purpose for this from the beginning. And that these components of vaccines that have biological ingredients in them are all mutant life forms. We just don't know what these are going to do. And this is being proved out now empirically that we're having problems with these in terms of having...
Well, we have to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, for an ad break here for our sponsors. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. But ladies, please hang on. This is a very, very important discussion we're having. We'll be right back after these messages.